Never did have a piece of land I'd call a meadow.
Yeah. Talking about land not being good for much, what would you call a piece of land that's really all overgrown and it has a lot of water standing on it all the time? What would you call something like that?
Well, now, we've had such places and we'd call it the frog pond, either swamp land or any lowland, we'd call it. And if it had fall water, we'd call it frog ponds or swamp or lake. Mm-hmm. When it rained, the water would stand there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a swamp is inland. What would you call something kind of like that along the sea or along the ocean where, it's covered at high tide, and it might have grass growing in it, something like that? You know what that would be called?
People would.
Have you ever used the word marsh?
Marsh?
What would a marsh be? Would that be a marsh, what I just described?
Well, I reckon so, of course. Now, marsh land, it gets boggy and you can't do nothing to it when it's wet. You have to let it dry out. Mm-hmm. Marshy land is what we'd call a wet place. Mm-hmm. It would be out in the edge of the field or either a wash pan like, mm-hmm. out in a whole water.
Yeah.
And if it's marshy land, it would be, which I've got some of it, but the old bear grass and stuff comes up and you have to step on them, something that's solid. Because mm-hmm. the water stays out all the time. I call that marshy land.
Talking about a piece of land like that has a lot of water on it, what would you say that you needed to do if you wanted to get the water off of it? You'd need to do what?
You'd have to ditch it, put your ditch through it.
Mm-hmm. You'd say would you call it draining the swamp?
Yeah,
or something?
Draining it. Mm-hmm. Cut a ditch and drain it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are those ditches pretty good size? Or?
Well, it's according to what area you would have there. Mm-hmm. If it was a wide area there, you'd have to cut your ditch wider. Mm-hmm. If it was just a narrow, it wouldn't take such a big one. Mm-hmm. And how much area you'd have would be flat above it, you see.
Yeah. What are the different types of soil that you have on your field? What would you call the good, rich, black soil?
I'd call it a black, well, I got. It couldn't be black sand, but I'd call it a black soil, mm-hmm. fertile.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called muck?
Mutt.
Muck.
Muck. Mm-hmm. Well, what I call muck is something that you, it's washed in soil. It's washed in and it's filled in there and it's muck. And if you wanted to build a house or anything, you'd have to cut through that muck and get on a solid land. Mm-hmm. It's what I call muck. Mm-hmm. It's just something that's filled in. Mm-hmm.
What would you call the poor soil in a field?
Well, I'd call it kind of a clay, like.
Mm-hmm. A sand and clay mixture?
Sand and clay, yeah.
Have you ever heard that called loam?
Yeah, sure have.
Is loam means bad soil,
yeah,
poor soil.
Yeah, it's a.
What about what are some of the names of streams around here?
Well, now we got Conecuh River head right here, mm-hmm. and Pea River then heads right down here at Three Notch. Mm-hmm. Conecuh River and Pea River heads within 3 miles.